you for having me.
And we'll see you at the festival this year.
Absolutely.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Archivist of the United States Colleen Shogan and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Beverly Gage, June 29, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Weekend Edition Saturday, the latest news from NPR and much more. The time is 7 o'clock. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Generations.
Bowman says that the city's demographics are changing. That and a blue-leaning congressional district have changed the way the city views politics. Maham Javed, NPR News.
This is NPR. One person is dead and nearly 90 others were injured after two passenger trains collided.
Include Penn Medicine, committed to innovation since 1751, from groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care. Penn Medicine is working to change lives. And the listeners who donate to this NPR station.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Partly sunny skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Highs today in the mid-80s, light winds from the east. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Lord, it's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over. Cause you're not standing out like
the great Ray Charles, and you're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to it on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu.
With Father's Day coming up tomorrow, we'll have a look at dad jokes. What makes a good dad joke? Is there such a thing as a good dad joke? We hear from Paul Sylvia, a psychology professor at UNC Greensboro, about new research on dad jokes. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. On KPR, you hear more than sound bites. You hear civil conversation about the issues. KPR provides high-quality news and information that you can use to stay informed in our rapidly changing world. Give now at Kansas Public Radio and support news that matters. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for the entire northeast Kansas area. Partly sunny skies today. We do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Highs today in the mid-80s. A 90% chance of rain, maybe a thunderstorm overnight tonight. Some of that rainfall may be heavy. Good chance of rain continuing for tomorrow as well. It's 65 degrees in Topeka, 64 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Paramount Plus,
it has the power to extend the length and quality of our lives. New research shows it could be the same for butterflies.
They live for longer with the pollen. That extra nutrition seems to be helping them out.
The longevity of butterflies and what we can learn. Join me, Ping Huang, here on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this gorgeous Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, meet the fourth and fifth graders who became superstars on the internet. The chorus from Staten Island, New York, known as PS22. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny skies today. We do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Highs today in the mid-80s, light winds from the east. A 90% chance of rain tonight, maybe thunderstorms. Some of that rainfall might be heavy. We're already under a flood watch over the entire area of northeast Kansas. We may be getting some more flooding as the day goes on. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of local foods. Presenting the Local Food Cup, open at 7:30 a.m. and activities starting at 9 a.m. June 27th at 824 New Hampshire Street. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
Here at KPR, we have just one job, to serve you with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. Your donation directly funds this service that you rely on. Become a member listener today at support.kansaspublicradio.org and help fund programming that matters to you. And thanks.
A role in the economy. The state will step back from key sectors, including tourism and mining, and invite foreign direct investment, including from the Gulf states. On the question of whether Cuban Americans who had had properties and businesses expropriated by the Cuban Revolution added that Cuba was open to reaching an agreement that is acceptable to all sides on the matter.
The BBC's Will Grand reporting. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The FBI is offering a $25,000 reward for information leading to the capture and conviction of a man suspected in a string of shootings in the Kansas City area, including one fatality. Authorities say 22-year-old Oscar Sanchez Munoz is not only the suspect in five shootings along Interstate 70 in Independence, Missouri, he's also wanted for allegedly shooting at a car days earlier in Wyandotte County, Kansas. A motive for the shootings has not been determined. Sanchez Munoz is still at large and considered armed and dangerous. Rural hospitals across central Kansas have formed a network that they hope will relieve some of the financial burden for struggling healthcare systems. Kaylin Moore has this report.
Recent reports show more rural Kansas hospitals are at risk of immediate closure than in any other state. So hospitals in places like Hayes, Scott City, and Anthony have started a clinically integrated network to share business ideas so they can stay open without losing their independence. Brittany Sachdeva is the chief operating officer for Cibolo Health. She says this model gives small hospitals more bargaining power.
A hospital the size of Hayes is going to pay probably 30 to 40% higher for goods, services, commodities.
The network hopes that saving money will also save cancer screenings and maternal care at rural hospitals. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas City Royals beat the Cardinals last night 6-5. They have the day off because of the World Cup match at Arrowhead between Ecuador and Curaçao.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include DuckDuckGo, who believes that AI is hard to avoid right now. That's why they made a version of their private search engine without AI. Learn more at DuckDuckGo.com.
If you're heading to the World Cup match at Arrowhead tonight, you might want to take an umbrella or a rain poncho along. We've got a 90% chance of rain, maybe a thunderstorm overnight. Some of that rainfall may be heavy. Partly sunny skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, highs in the mid-80s. It's 67 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Without commuting their sentences, could you live with that?
Well, I'm just not going to get into that today. I'm usually pretty open about answering questions, but this week I'm focused on what I wrote, what I said, and happy to answer questions about that rationale.
Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio, thanks so much for being with us, sir.
Good to be with you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 19th through 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, the World Cup. We'll hear from sports reporter Michelle Steele about the fantastic starts for the U.S., Mexico, and Canada in the Men's World Cup. That and much more as Weekend Edition Saturday continues on Kansas Public Radio. Then stay with us for 105 Live later today. This week on 105 Live from Hayes, Kansas, our special guest is 80 Proof Alice. We'll also hear from KPR's own talented musician, Max Paley. Nick Carswell is in the KPR studios for 105 Live at 5 o'clock today on KPR One and noon tomorrow on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
Partly sunny skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Highs in the mid-80s, light winds from the east. We have a 90% chance of rain, maybe thunderstorms tonight. A good chance of rain and thunderstorms for tomorrow as well. It's 67 in Lawrence, 68 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Maybe you just need to have some empathy. That's it. We've lost that, so let's get back to it.
For NPR News, I'm Dana Ferguson in St. Paul.
This is NPR News.
Songs you hate find a way to never leave your head or the airwaves.
Where pop radio, in reaction to streaming, created this doom loop where songs just never left the charts.
Bad summer songs on the Next Week in Edition Sunday from NPR News. Sometimes
all I think about is you. Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday and songs you love to hate. Tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. Forever? Super Fudge? Judy Blume has written dozens of books over her long career. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear about her books and why she doesn't miss any of her characters. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. A very good chance of rain, possibly thunderstorms overnight tonight. We're looking for highs today in the mid-80s, lows tonight in the upper 60s. And then for tomorrow, highs in the lower 80s. It's 69 in Lawrence, 67 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care
from Legacy Box, dedicated to preserving family stories by converting home movies, film, and slides into digital files to revisit and share for generations to come. More at legacybox.com. This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just over a minute and a half away, and then news from the KPR newsroom. And then stay with us for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
It is sunny right now. Looks beautiful, although we still have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 67 degrees in Topeka, 67 in Manhattan. This is KPR.